Hi, good morning, Chris.
Yep, good morning.
Hi, Chris. How are you? Doing
Good, how are
good?
you? Yep.
I'm good. Thank you for asking. My name is Nadine Bebe. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I take care of the pricing and details for your area. So it looks like we're speaking with Abdul. Did he do a good job explaining to you the reason for the call?
Yep.
Okay, great. So, in fact, I'm just pulling up some notes that he had sent over to me. Before we do jump into the pricing, Chris, was there any questions that you had as far as the placement that we do or, how this works? Anything I could answer in particular?
Yeah, like what is like the stuff you do? Is it just a month by month basis? Is a contract formed? Like, do you guarantee anything?
Great question. So yes, we offer month-to-month programs. We do ask you for a 3-month verbal commitment, meaning to stick it out with us for 3 months, but of course you pay monthly. Okay. As far as like with guarantees, I can't guarantee you you're going to get 20 or 30 phone calls like the first week, right? Being a Google
No.
Channel partner, we're not even allowed to use that word. It's considered like a bad word. But our job is making sure that you're coming up on those first page search results. We do offer a number of products under one umbrella, ranging from the local SEO, right, within that local map section. We do Google Ads. We do also the Google Verified Leads, formerly known as Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads. I don't know if you're
Yep.
familiar with those. Okay. Facebook advertising websites. It really depends, Chris, I would say on the needs of your company, right? What package would be the most suitable for you? If I could ask you, I did find a Google Business Profile for you, Keystone
Yeah,
Maintenance
I
and
saw
Gutters.
that. Yep.
Okay, good. That's the first step. And congratulations on the 9 reviews, 5 stars. Great job.
Oh, thanks.
So
Yep.
you managed that on your own. Okay.
Yep.
Have you been able to generate any business off of it?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, what you did here is the first step, right? What we do is the programming that goes behind that. Okay, so that's always ensuring that when your keywords are being searched, that you're coming up in those search results.
Right.
Okay. And it looks like you also have a website, which I'm
Yep.
actually taking a look at now. And then I do see as well, so you use Facebook too, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, with Facebook, are you doing any type of Facebook advertising or
I tried
is
it,
it
but I
just
feel like
having
it
the
never
page?
freaking works. Yeah. No, I
Really?
did a $50 advertisement, but I haven't got a single hit on it. They just take my money.
Okay, was it like, did you allocate it like $50 a day on it or how did you set it up? Do you remember?
It's just, I don't know. It was like for like a week to just see what was going on. I think it's like
Okay.
to bring them into my website is basically what I want, so that they can click
Oh,
on the
okay.
button to get a proposal.
Yes, I
Basically,
saw that
just
on
trying
your
to get someone
website.
to get a free proposal. So I just wanted them to
Okay.
click on that and then schedule something, but I have not had a single lead come in through the website yet.
Okay. No worries. Well, and so it sounds like that's where you want to drive them to is to getting the free
Correct.
proposal. Okay, good.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, that is super helpful for me. So, I'm taking it, so you're strictly gutters. And then your
What's
service
that?
area, you do strictly gutters, installs, maintenance.
Yeah. No
Okay.
maintenance, just gutter installs, gutter guards, and then soffit fascia work and
Yes,
do some
I saw
handyman
that.
stuff as well.
Oh, okay. When it comes to the handyman, like what services? Like the honey-do list or like
No,
specific to
we got a
painting?
250, yeah, we got like a $250 minimum, so maybe like we'll paint some rooms, we'll do change some toilets, faucets, we'll also
Oh.
do hanging TVs. We'd love to hang TVs if they have artwork, like
Okay.
expensive artwork. We're certified and we're insured in fine art.
Nice. Wow. Okay. So no limitations. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, just our limitation is $250 minimum. That's our limitation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, that's the minimum. Okay.
Yeah.
And is it both residential and commercial, or do you have
a preference? We're staying up. Just residential.
Just residential. Okay.
Yep.
So, there is, I think, a really good package for you to start with, to be honest with you, would be our Platinum package. And that's because it does include the Google and the Facebook marketing. So what we do is we take your Google business profile, right? We optimize it to the first page and we manage it there by keywords, search terms pertaining to the services that you're providing. We list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. Our directory submission is always Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Okay, so in regards to Facebook, we would do the Facebook advertising. That is to drive the traffic to your website. Okay, primarily, I will tell you this, with if you really, really want to drive traffic to that website page, because see, basically with the Facebook ads, what they'll do is when someone does a search on Google for your service and then they go to Facebook, they're looking at pictures or stories, that's when your ad comes up, right? So there's three call to actions that you could do. Either they could click to call you directly, they could click to go to your, go to your website, or they could click to send you a message through Facebook Messenger, right?
Can we do another one where they just, instead of clicking, would we be able to do a different one where instead of them going to the website, I actually have a link that brings them right to the submission form so they can submit for a request for a proposal?
So the specific, let me go to your website so I can look at that page again. Let me see I know exactly what page you're talking about. So
I
it's
can
like,
also send you the link.
Yeah. Is it the one that's the get the quote one?
Yeah. If you click that, it'll generate a form.
I'm pulling it up right now. Oh, yeah. I'm almost positive we can. I can get confirmation on that because pretty much I know that there's times when like people want where it's clickable to their website that it takes them to a specific page. Right? On their website.
Yeah.
Whether it's a page that's showing promotional deals or what have you. So yeah, I'm almost positive. I would get confirmation on that, but I'm almost positive that we can direct them to when they click on that ad, it takes them straight to the get the quote page.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in addition, we would also include the mobile platform. What that would mean is anyone that uses their iPhone, their Android, their tablet, their voice searches, that they can also pull you up on that first page of Google. So pretty much.
Yeah, I got that. I got another company already doing that for me.
That's doing what? The voice search?
They're doing the voice search, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, when I say voice search, well, this is different because what I'm saying is if someone's calling and asking Alexa, right, find me.
Yeah. That's what I'm. What I signed up for. That's what I signed up for. They're already doing that for me.
Okay. What do you pay monthly for that?
I think it was like $50 a month or something like that.
How's that worked out for you, if you don't mind me asking?
I just literally just signed up for it today, and I put a deposit down. So.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that's fine. Either way, it's still going to cover the mobile platform. Okay.
I've signed up through Apex Media Solutions.
Apex Media Solutions?
Yeah.
Might sound familiar. What I find with a lot of those is that when they do, like when you pay for a program like that to put you with the voice searches, they do tend to put you on a lot of directories, which could generate a lot of spam calls. So just kind of, I would say just be aware of that, of how the calls are coming into you. So keep an eye on that, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And you said Apex Solutions? Oh, yeah, it looks like they do that. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't interfere basically with what we're doing because we're talking about primarily first page placement on Google and really with the Facebook marketing, right?
Right, yeah.
But this package, how long have you been in business now?
I've been in business for about 3 weeks now, so I just started.
No
But
way,
I've been doing
Chris.
This stuff my whole life. I mean, I got a T-shirt.
That's awesome.
I have a T-shirt sales company that I've been running for 10 years, too. So.
Okay. So what made you get started with this now 3 weeks ago?
I'm sick of making everyone else money. I'm a good sales guy.
You're like, it's time to make my own money. Good for you. Good for you. Well, this is awesome. So I know you got the years of experience in the industry, but the company is very new. So
right, correct.
What I'm going to offer you is our new in business rate, okay? So basically, this would bring down your cost to a monthly flat rate of $299 a month. Now, there is a one-time $99 setup fee, and that would be to cover your programming. So to get started with this program today, you would be looking at $398, and then your monthly after that is $299 a month. That is a price that you're grandfathered into. That won't change.
And there's no contracting or anything?
No, like, the only thing that I'm going to ask you, what I'm going to ask you is commit to us. It's a three-month verbal commitment. I'll be super transparent. I'm going to ask you, commit to us for 3 months verbally, okay? You pay monthly.
Yeah, I get that because takes time to get stuff in. I get it.
Exactly. And here's the thing. After the 3 months, if you decide you want to part ways, like I always say, make sure you call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge. Now, if you were to cancel before the 90 days, then there is an early termination fee that will apply. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm confident that when you see what you're investing, that you're making that back, right? As long as someone's making profit,
right.
I've never heard of them canceling. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, we like to earn your business month in and month out.
What, when you say Facebook ads and stuff, is that going to cost me like additional money?
No, because from that $299, okay, what we're doing is we're going to allocate $100 of it to your Facebook ads that we are managing, Chris. Okay?
Okay.
So you're not
going
to incur additional click fees, right? Because you're paying us a flat rate. Now that,
right.
Now that doesn't mean that, let's say later on down the road, you're like, hey, I really like the way this is working. I want to allocate some more money to my Facebook ads. You can do that at any time at your discretion, okay? You would just pay the difference of what you want to allocate, the additional, you know, or you keep it where it's at, okay?
Right, yeah. I mean, so you guys just
now,
manage
the beauty,
Facebook stuff for me, or, I mean?
So we will brand the business Facebook page. Right? We're going to do your Facebook advertising. And, you know, if you send us pictures and you're like, hey, can you guys help me upload this? And yeah, we can. I mean, they don't post like every single week on there.
Yeah.
But we do encourage you to post on your page to keep your content fresh, right? We always encourage that. But we make sure that page is branded.
I plan on posting before and after pictures every time a job is done on Facebook and on my Google and on my Google business page.
That's awesome. Very, very good.
I don't
want to
get
sure.
I just don't want to get into like going on Yelp and going on this and going on that, and I don't got enough time in the day to do that shit. But I can do a couple pictures. You know, I can upload like 4 times a week to my Facebook page and my Google business. That's no big deal.
Yeah.
But how do you guys get the photos to put on my page?
So what you do is you can actually, so there's a couple of different ways you can do it. You can either upload them, okay, to your client dashboard. So that's what I want to share with you, because for me, that's the beauty of the program is tracking your results, right?
Right,
The client dashboard, okay, allows you to track what phone calls you're receiving, where the location of the search was performed, how many times they clicked on that Facebook ad. It's the way that you're going to be able to track all of that, right? Now, yeah. In your client dashboard, what I love about it is there's a section where you can upload pictures there, okay? There's also, you can email the photos to us, and they'll upload them for you, right? One thing I will tell you this is when you send pictures, if those pictures are not clear enough, if they don't do you justice, we are not going to post them, right?
Okay.
We want to make sure that they're good resolution, good lighting, it's not cut off, okay? Because then how professional are we if we're just throwing anything up there that you're sending, right?
Right.
And also through your client dashboard, you could even request reviews from your clients. So there's a section where you can put their name, their phone number, or their email address, and it'll automatically send them a link to leave your review, okay? So we encourage for you to continue getting your reviews because it's the modern day word of mouth, right?
Reviews and on what? Google, right?
On Google, correct. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
There's a way.
Oh, yeah, I plan on doing
always
that.
Always encourage it. Good for you.
I got a goal. I got 50. I got to have 50 reviews in the next 2 months.
Oh, and I don't see you having a problem getting those reviews either. I really don't. And then also with our program, okay, one of our features as well, and it does not cost you more money, okay, Chris, what we do with all of our packages is it comes with what we call the tracking. It's a call tracking number, okay? It's a local tracking number that is linked to your phone, okay? Now, I'm not going to tell you it's going to completely stop the spam calls, but it does avoid you getting so many of them, and it's really the best way that you're going to track where these calls are coming from, okay? You're not taking our word for it that, hey, Chris, so-and-so called you at this time. You can track it, and in your customized tracking and reporting system, you're also able, what I love is you can organize your calls, right? You can organize it as this is a follow-up, okay? Or you can organize it, you know, stating, okay, this is a follow-up, this one was scheduled. So it's a way to really keep organized, okay? So that is also included as well.
Is that voice thing included too? Because I got a meeting with that company tomorrow. I already put a deposit down, but.
So let me tell you how the voice works, right?
Is that,
and I see voice searches. No, let me explain to you the difference of what they're doing as to what I mean by the voice search, okay? If I ask Alexa right now, Alexa, find me a plumber near me, Alexa's going to pull up anything in the search results, right? Because it's performing this, because Alexa is going to pull up Google search results, right? If I go on my iPhone right now and I say, Siri, find me a plumber near me, Siri is going to pull up the search results from Google or from my Safari, which is also known as Bing, right? Depending on what's my default, okay?
Yeah.
Regardless, now listen, my aunt does a catering business. She has a catering business, right? She does not pay for any voice search. But if I say, Siri, find me a taco catering company in La Habra, okay, my aunt comes up in the search results. And she's not paying for voice searches. So with the voice search, what they're doing is they're trying to optimize, but voice search, when you're paying for that service, it's basically putting you on all these different directories, okay? That's what it's doing. So, in fact, I'll give you more of a better description. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, right? But basically what the voice search platforms do is they're really focusing on the Google Assistant, the Apple Siri, the Amazon Alexa, which drives the majority of the voice-activated queries, okay? So That's what they're doing. They're probably trying to get you with the AI so that way you're coming up in that. You know, it just, a voice search optimization is what they're doing. So they're trying to drive where if someone's asking for specific keywords that they're trying to drive more traffic to them calling you or finding you in those search results, but they're not doing anything with, like, I would say, like, the local SEO. It's just driving to the voice searches, which, honestly, voice searches
are right. Yep.
Regardless.
Yeah, and they said that. You know what I mean? They said that. They literally said that to me. They're like, it's just literally voice searching. And
yeah,
I also
just
did
voice
a
searching.
I also did an AI one where, like, Claude AI, ChatGPT, this shit. Someone asks, then it directs them over to me.
Mm-hmm. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that either. Technology is so different now.
I need to get leads, so I'm desperate to try and get it any way I can.
Yeah.
I don't want to go crazy either. I don't want to be spending $2,500 a month other shit like my buddies do.
Yeah, this is why, I'm going to be honest with you, this is why I think this is a good package for you to start with. Of course, once you start having more revenue and maybe got a couple crews going and you want to expand a little bit further, then you could always upgrade to Google Ads or any other products. But I think for you right now, this is the best one to start with.
Right. Yeah.
I feel with it being a monthly program, you know, I mean, although we're asking you to stick it out with us for 3 months, I feel it's something you would want to take advantage of today and give this a shot. That way we can prove it to you.
Right?
Right.
Well, then I'm turning down every other marketing person that calls me because I think I got it handled. Once you do this, I think I just got to try it. So
absolutely.
Any other call that comes into me is going to be spam then.
Yeah.
I'm already
working with someone, you know, thank you for thinking of me or what have you. Like, you know what I mean? I think right now you're getting both Google and Facebook. Those are like the two best platforms combined together in this package. So I think this is sufficient for you for now, Chris. Rather than, I see, you know what I hear is you are eager to make yourself known out there and to generate business. But I also see where people sign up for all these different lead generating directories and they're doing this and doing that. And they're like investing, like you said, $2,500 a month in their new companies. But sometimes you can't always go that big and get yourself in a pickle, right?
Yeah.
Plus
I got Angie leads coming in too, so.
Right, absolutely. So what is the best email for you?
It's going to be McGee, McGee, at KeystoneGM.com.
Okay. McGee at KeystoneGM.com. Oh, Keystone GM for gutter maintenance or
exactly.
.com. Okay, so McGee at KeystoneGM.com. Okay, perfect.
Correct.
All right. What I'm preparing for you right now, because I always like to send everything in writing, okay, you're going to get this email. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to say Platinum Package in the subject part of that email. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to have everything included that I mentioned, what's included in this package. Okay. Now, the next thing that I'm going to do, okay, I'm assuming is your last name McGee?
Yep.
Okay. Is the G capitalized in your last name or no?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. So M, capital M, C, capital G, E, E. Okay.
Yep.
This phone number, the 585-545-8595, is that a good number for you?
Yeah, that's my business number, yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. All right, let me see here. And you also get text messages, right, Chris, to that number?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Not while I'm on the phone, though, because it's just, I should be off the phone to get it.
It's okay. Now, the company name should read as how I see right now. I show it as Keystone Maintenance and Gutters, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Keystone, Keystone for Chris and Maintenance for McGee. So it's got my initials.
Oh,
that's why I did
it that way
instead of the
that
other way.
That is so cool. Oh, my gosh. Well, I spelled your name Chris with a C. So sorry about that. My apologies on the email. My bad. Okay, so you spell it Chris with the K. Is it Christopher and you go by Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
For what?
And then, let me see here. Okay, and then now your address that's associated with the business, is that the 169 Woodbridge Lane?
Yeah, but I don't want that, like, anywhere being displayed. It's my house.
No, not at all. In fact, I just like to verify and make sure that you're at the right location when you've PIN verified yourself, right? Your address doesn't appear anywhere on Google. Google doesn't even want it showing because, and I say this all the time, you're not a storefront where people come and buy products, okay?
Right.
You go to them. So, no, your address would never show on there. But you are in Webster, New York, right? 14580?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, the next thing that I'm going to do you have access to your emails by chance?
Yep. Yeah, but I can't look it up while I'm on the phone with you.
Okay. No worries. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it's all. No worries. Okay. Let me take a look here now. All right. Perfect.
If I was on my regular line, but the business line, it ties up the internet.
Okay.
On my phone.
No worries. Quick question. When it comes to us communicating with you about your account, do you prefer that we call this number, or is there a different number that you want us to call?
No, you can call me on my 749 number. That's my personal number.
Okay. What's that number, please?
585-749-4315.
4315. Okay. Perfect. All right. So I'm going to put that down, and that one you can definitely get text messages on, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can get text messages and everything on this one. I just can't do it while I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
It won't come through.
No, of course. I just want to make sure that we're not tying up your business phone, right? That when we're calling you, if you prefer we call your cell phone, we'll call there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's awesome.
Perfect. I'm going to text to your personal phone. Our customer service number. Make sure that you save our 877 number in your contacts under the company name Local Splash. This way, you always have our phone number on hand. Whenever our customer service department reaches out to you, they're going to call you from that number.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wait, so what company is this? Local Okay?
Local Splash. Two words.
Oh, Local Splash.
Local, L-O-C-A-L.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then splash like a splash of water. I'm also, even though I'm what's considered, Chris, the lead on the account, I always still like to send you my information, too, so this way you have it for your records. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm at the 877 number as well. But for me, you would just put in the extension 623. Okay?
Right.
And Chris, you spell it K-H-R-I-S, right? I want to make sure I get that right.
So K-R-I-S.
K-R-I-S. Okay. Good thing I confirmed it. Okay. So let me send you this now. Perfect. Okay. Awesome. Now, we're going to be going over the billing. Okay. Before I even process a payment, I walk you through what we call a voice verification recording. And it is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise, but it's also an added form of protection for you that I do send in writing along with your invoice, okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
As I'm walking you through it, Chris, if there is anything that you do not understand, you stop me. You say, Nadine, what does that mean? So I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I prefer that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. All right. For the billing, the card that you're going to be using, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
I think it's in both. Let me check.
Okay. Are you driving right now?
No, my buddy is.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
It's under my corporation.
Like,
it's under my corporation.
Okay. Okay, so
it's
your name is
name
on there.
My name corporation.
Okay. Your name shows as Christopher Kritopher. Is that how you spell it?
No.
Okay.
It's K-R-I-S-T, like Thomas, O.
Yeah.
F is in Frank, E is in Edward, R is in Roger.
Oh, my gosh, I love that. You have a unique spelling. Oh, my gosh, that's the first time I've ever seen Christopher like that. Awesome. Okay. Is there a middle initial?
Nope.
And then McGee, capital M, little lowercase c, capital G, lowercase double E, right?
Yep, correct.
Okay. And how does the company name read on there?
It's K, and then a space, and then my last name, and then a space after that, F-A-M, FAM, and then Inc. I-N-C.
Okay, K, space, McGee, right? Is a McGee lowercase?
Yep.
Okay.
It's all uppercase on the card. Yep.
Okay.
And then F-A-M.
F-A-M.
Yep, space.
Uh-huh.
And then I-N-C, Inc.
Okay. So it's K, McGee, Sam, Inc., right?
Yes.
Okay. And then same billing address, right?
Yep.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then the card number whenever you're ready.
4246.
Uh-huh.
3154.
Okay.
7624. 1623.
Expiration month and year?
0431.
And the CVV code on the back?
It's 809.
809. Okay, so I'm not processing the payment because, again, I'm going to walk you through the voice verification recording. Please, if there's anything that you don't understand, stop me. So we'll review it, and then I'll rephrase it. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Keystone Maintenance and Gutter.
Is it gutter or gutters with an S?
Gutters.
Okay, with an S at the end. Thank you.
Yeah.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Chris McGee, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That is correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Chris, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Calls will come from our customer service number when we're reaching out to you, so please save our number, 877-635-6225. Now, that's the number I texted you. Save that number
again.
As 877-635-6225. So make sure to save that number as local, L-O-C-A-L, splash, S-P-L-A-S-H, under your contacts, okay?
Got it.
Please allow 24 hours for local splash to return all calls to you. As a result of increased visibility, Chris, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from local splash and not another company, okay? Now, you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
The city I was born in.
And what city was that?
Rochester.
Rochester? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's say you get a call, right, from someone, and it's not our 877 number, but they're saying they're local splash. Just ask them, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Now, in hiring, and one other example I do want to give you is this, right? Some of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. And Yelp does basically advertising for their specific directory listing. If you ever get those calls and you happen to be interested, give me a call because I can offer you a discounted rate, okay, if you're ever interested in that. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And all I'm saying is this, we're not telling you you can't do other marketing. Just before you do, give us a heads up so that way we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Yep.
Now, as part of, with us, our verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Okay? We like to be proactive. So this is just for our back office. It doesn't post anywhere. But we want you to send us like a copy if you have a business license, proof of insurance. Send us pictures of work tools, work equipment, and any other items that are recommended. I know that you have the Google business profile already, but we just like to have these things on hand because if for any reason Google asks us for it, we're not calling you and bugging you to get it over to us. Okay?
Okay.
So we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation, Chris, could result in delays or suspension of your account with us here. Okay? Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes, I can submit to you the incorporation documents and the DBA documents, my proof of insurance.
Okay.
But as far as
awesome.
Tools go, I mean, I'm more of a sales company. I sub out my work.
Yeah,
so.
No worries. Just, and I'll provide you a list, so whatever you have, send it. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 14th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a three-month verbal agreement, so your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 14th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Again, that number is 877-635-6225. You must speak with a live representative if you need to cancel. Okay, make sure you talk to a live one. Now, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. If you cancel after you've completed your 3 months, there's no termination fee. Okay. To prevent charges for the next month of service, Make sure that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to be updating the package. I'm going to process the payment. You're going to receive your receipt both via text and email. Okay? You're going to get a couple of emails and text messages. Now, the next thing that I need to do is I need to schedule what we call a client interview and onboarding. This is where the real magic is going to happen, not necessarily with me. Okay, the client interview, I'm going to block out an hour. It does take about 40 minutes, maybe even a little bit longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details that you have, right? But I always like to schedule it at a time that is convenient for you. Okay? So, how does your schedule look? I'm just trying to pull up the calendar here. It's taking forever. Come on. Where is it at? How does your schedule look today or tomorrow for the client interview?
It would have to be, I mean, I can probably do this afternoon at like 5. That's it.
Okay.
For today, though.
Let me see what I have.
Okay.
I know you're kind of pressed for time, too, so let me see. I probably only need about 5 more minutes, and then we'll be all done, okay? Because I know you're...
Yeah.
Sounds like you might have gotten to your job site.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let me go here. Okay, so my calendar here looks like, let's see. Today, I don't have anything for today. What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow I can do like in the afternoon, probably like 2.
I actually have 11, 12, 1, 2, 12. I do have a 2 o'clock. I have a 2 to 3.
Yeah,
I have a 5 to 6 and a 6 to 7.
I could do 2 to 3 tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Now, tomorrow we're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? You want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason we call you and you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, Nadine, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back. In fact, I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview, just in case if you forget, okay? If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. If I am not available when it's time to call you, they will not wait for me. They're just going to move forward, okay?
Okay.
Now, when it comes, I'm putting down strictly residential, right? I'm looking at your website. I'm going to be putting everything that I see there under your services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, phone in text? Like, what would be your preference?
Probably text.
Probably text. Okay. And then let me see here. Okay, I got that. All right. And then I'm just waiting for it to process. My computer's taking a minute. Come on, today. It, like, takes forever. In the meantime, let me get this appointment set up for you. And then what I always like to also share with you is when you look at the email that I sent you, okay, it also shows you the username and password for your client dashboard, okay? So that's how you go in and track your results with us, and we'll even walk you through it as well. We're not going to tinker with your website, okay? We just always make sure that your website is attached wherever you're listed, okay?
Okay.
And then the technician will also walk you through it, how to add us on as managers to the Google Business profile and the Facebook page. So that way we can manage the Facebook ads. Again, you hold the ownership. We're just managing it. Okay. And they'll walk you through that as well. And there's also even an app that you can download from the App Store on your phone. So would you be interested in that? So that way I can make sure that they assist you with that as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So starting, we're going to start, get things moving here. Okay. So within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories and you can also start tracking your results with us. Okay.
Okay.
7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live. Keep in mind that these items could already be generating business for you. What we always state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we sent you in writing, the first page placement on Google, getting you optimized to that page, maintaining you there, no matter what, I'm going to give you the timeline of 60 to 90 days, even when I have seen time and time again where it's happened sooner. Just because I like to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay?
Yeah.
We will send you notifications as these steps are being processed to keep you in the loop as well. Now, the other thing, I'm going to have them tomorrow, we'll call you on your cell phone. Is that okay? On your personal phone?
Yeah.
For the client interview?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then, now, when do you think you'll be home? So that way I can go over your receipt with you. Because I know right now you can't open up your email in that. Today, if you have time later on this evening or afternoon.
You can just call me back on the 749 number and I can look real quick. The
749
number.
You want me to do that?
Me from my internet. Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, okay. Then I can do that. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Do you have like 2 minutes for us to go over it? I'll call you right now on that number.
Yeah, I got 2 minutes and then I got to go because I got to.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to call you on the 749 number right now. I'll call you from the 877 number. Okay?
All right, thanks. Yep. All right, bye.